This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy!
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean Podcast.
You're with Rach and Dean with Jackson in the back for the drive home on this Tuesday. It's about 18 minutes past five.
We are very excited to be joined in the studio by the legend himself. Tim O'Matic is here. We're going to chat about his new song, which is Do What You Want, as well as the new album that's coming out, which is The Vibes Project.
Welcome to O'Matic.
Yeah, well,
hey. Thank you. Thank you very much. Great to be here. Great to be back.
Everyone here is so excited. They're all clapping.
Thank God that it's toasty in this studio right now.
Yeah, it's warm.
Let's heat it up.
Let's take some layers off. What do you think, guys?
A little strip perker going on.
There you go.
All right, so we want to start off. This new song is amazing.
Thank you.
Obviously,
very much.
It is the catchiest tune ever. Mm. But that video clip for it. Okay, so how do you shoot something like that in one move without forgetting? I mean, one take without forgetting the moves.
You just shoot a lot of times until you get it right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You just got to keep shooting. So from, you know, we driving in the car and getting it parked, and you know, we get out of that, and it kind of, the everyone needs to watch this so they understand what I'm talking about. But it keeps moving and evolving, and like you said, it's just one thing that can go wrong, and it could be in the last 5 seconds of the song, and we got to do it again. But I love the challenge.
Because you're a live performer, so you're used to it. Like, now we're on stage, this is live, no cuts, let's just do it again.
Exactly that. So yeah, I loved it. The only thing was, we were in the studio, and because of the car, all these fumes were coming in, so everyone's getting a little dizzy. I was like, whoa, we need to wrap this up. Let's go.
What sort of fumes were happening?
Just only car fumes. For what I can see.
Carbon monoxide.
Exactly. But it was cool.
Speaking of car fumes, we were just chatting before about how you arrived at the studio. You had to drive through the Melbourne streets. Now, you're not a local boy, are you? You're not from Melbourne.
No, not from Melbourne. So the hook turns were a feat.
You're like, is that a dance move? Like, I can do it, but I'm in a car.
Yeah, I kind of was like, okay, so it's red and green to the right of me, and everyone's kind of beeping. I was like, I go now.
So yeah, taxi. Cool.
You grew up in Canberra.
Yeah, I spent a lot of my life in Canberra.
Lots of roundabouts in Canberra.
Lots of roundabouts. What Dean's doing is stealing my off-air jokes. It's true.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
No, it's Canberra's a cool and weird place. I remember driving through one of the first times when I was older, because I was super young when we moved there.
So
I was
so
like, Dad, where's the city? Like, I can't wait, you know, because this is the capital city of Australia, right? Yeah. So where's the city? He's like, we passed it about 10 minutes ago.
But it's coming around again. It's coming around again.
It's coming around again. Yeah.
It's just there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Dizzy. So now, this song is the first song that you have co-written and co-produced yourself. Is that right?
I've actually written a song that I produced and written myself. But this is one of the first. This is like the first official that I've actually produced something that's gone on the air, which is so cool to be launched on this show too, because I've come back so many times. So it's very special for me to be here.
Super exciting. So can we expect that in the next couple of years, you're going to be like Jay-Z and Kanye and Pharrell and Usher, and you're going to be producing other people's music as well?
Yeah, definitely. I really started at the start of 2016 focusing on production, and really coming out of just necessity of being really picky on what I wanted and wanting to take time, and you know, no one believes in yourself more than you, or that you should. That's how it should be. So, you know, I really started to fall in love with it and trial it on my sister. That's what you got to do.
Oh.
If you're trying to do something new, trial it on family first.
Yep.
Because they got to kind of love you, right? So that's what I did.
Yeah, it's not all, like, I'm a comedian, you know.
Yeah.
Clearly an absolute superstar. But sometimes you sneak in a joke to friends.
There you go.
And they just, give you nothing. They're like, all right, never mind. What did you want to know?
Scrap that.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's.
It's okay. They're like,
the
you
one.
Said what to whom? Like, never mind.
That's what you got to do. Tips.
That's great. You just like a curious person, just loves learning. Because, like,
do.
You're
a
dancer, you choreograph. You just like love a new challenge.
I love it. I love everything about creativity and pushing myself, and again, I'm a perfectionist, so if it's not, if something isn't done the way I like it, I just do it myself. I just learn it and do it. You
that's
know,
why I'm single. Just, what? It's fine. Get off.
Pretty much.
Get out.
Yeah. Yeah.
So your new album is The Vibes Project,
yep.
And you've taken like heaps of influence from all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Cultures and
like what sort of things have influenced you in this album?
I think the poignant difference to my other work is I'm really taking in culture influences. Like, I'm Nigerian, so I'm taking a lot of Afrobeat kind of influence into the music. Even in Do What You Want, you hear like a reggaeton beat, which derives from Latin America. So you got these kind of flavors that really kind of make this kind of colorful picture of work. And then obviously on the backbeat of pop and R&B, which is kind of like my foundation. So it's a vibe. It's cool. It's a cool project. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. It's going to get you up to dance, because that's what I like to do.
Yeah, it's the whole point of the Vibes Project.
Exactly. So it's exciting, and I did a lot of it with my homie Chenille Sharma, so it's great.
Okay, so you've worked with some pretty awesome like producers and co-writers and all of that sort of thing, as well as like done gigs with amazing people like Nicki Minaj.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could work with any person, dead or alive, who would it be? And
besides
why?
Me.
Feel very much
work
alive.
With. Mm. Yeah. I guess on the production side, I would love to work with Quincy Jones. He's still alive.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he made the best music and albums of all time for me.
Mm. Thriller. Yeah.
Yeah. Just absolutely incredible, and off the wall as well. And just a talent, just the way. And I love the story of Quincy, because you see everything in hindsight and you think it was just, everything just happened and it was easy and it was flowy, but people didn't want Michael and Quincy to work together. They're like, why? Quincy's a jazz guy and Michael's doing his kind of funk thing. And I like that. I like the magic of that. So Quincy Jones for sure.
Everybody off the wall reinvented Michael Jackson, or brought him to a whole new audience.
Exactly.
Thanks to Quincy Jones.
There you go. A mature audience. Mm. Took him away from the kind of bubblegum of the Jackson 5, which I still obviously love. But just beautiful work, man. Just such an inspiration there.
Who did you look up to, like, as a kid? Like, obviously Quincy Jones, but...
Yeah, and Michael. I had different influences, again, with my family. My sisters, I have two sisters, and they loved the Divas. They loved Whitney.
Mm.
They loved Aretha Franklin. They loved those big voices. And then, so I looked up to... I loved that. And then my bro introduced me to hip-hop. So it's like Tupac and Notorious B.I.G. and stuff like that. And my parents... My mom loved Dolly Parton and Elvis and
what then, a household.
Yeah. And they both loved a lot of African music. So I looked up to a lot of different creative geniuses that kind of have made me who I am today.
That's
so
pretty
to
reflective
speak.
In your work, because all these influence, like a melting pot. You're like, I can use this, I can use that.
Yeah. And I do that. I love it. I really love it all. To the point where I need someone to be like, that's too far left.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta, you can't go country.
It's too many.
You gotta bring it, keep it in this lane. So,
what came first, the chicken or the egg? Like dancing or singing? What was your like, that is me, that's what I'm gonna do?
Yes, dancing came first and natural.
Yes.
Yep.
Singing to me was not, I thought it was natural, but my mom didn't think it was natural. She thought it was very unnatural. I really had to work hard to get the singing going, but I loved it. And being an entertainer, I wanted to push myself to kind of touch all kind of bases. So that's what I did.
Well, we're going to play your song, Do What You Want, but we have a very special request.
Okay.
We want to get some dance moves that I can do. I'm in a space boot right now.
Okay.
Can you teach us a little something right here in the studio?
I think we can do something special.
All right.
Just a warning, I dead dance. Okay.
That works too.
I move to the left, I move to the right, I move back again. And sometimes I turn around.
That works.
My range is limited. Okay, just give me a warning, cinematic.
I came prepared.
Things, like elbows in the air and stuff. Right. I was like, I could do that.
Okay, let's do it.
We're ready for it.
You want to play the music? Yep.
Yeah.
This is Do What You Want.
Very scared.
Timomatic.
Do what you want. Come ready, baby. We got tomorrow. Just do what you want. Come ready, baby. Do what you want. Come ready, baby. We got tomorrow. Just do what you want. Come ready,
There's no way that I do it again just for me. I'm as my
now 5:30. We've just been chatting with Timmermatic and learning how to dance. Go to our Facebook Live, Rach and Dean, to see us learning some moves there.
Hey guys, it's your boy Timmermatic here, and you are listening to Rach, Jack, and Dean on Joy 94.9.
Joy!
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution.
Here's the solution.
Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.